104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Okay, I looked it up online. Us Game of Thrones nut jobs.
Yes, what are we called?
Thronies.
That's what our squad is
called. Or Throners.
Throners.
Yeah.
Or Thronies.
Right. Now, if you get high and watch it, then you're a stoner throner.
I wonder if there's t-shirts, too. Like, you know, because they're all different, like, royalty sectors, right? What do you call that? So, like, if I'm Team Khaleesi, do I get a t-shirt that says Team Khaleesi?
You
or maybe you're, like,
one up.
You're this House of whatever.
House of Stark.
House of Stark. Yeah, I'm Team House of Stark.
Yeah, you can be Team House of Stark.
I can't wait to see what your allegiance is to, Ed.
Oh, I got time, right? I'm just in the first season.
I know, but I can't wait. We're going to have to
So far, the Lannisters, I'm not liking the Lannisters so much on House of Thrones.
No.
I'm mixing House of Cards up with Game of Thrones. House of Thrones.
House of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
I'm not feeling the Lannisters too much. I like the Starks.
So far.
But I know one thing that's going to happen in this whole series. Nobody's safe. Nobody is safe from death. I can already tell that's going to happen. And nobody's safe in this college scandal either.
Ooh, no, they're not. Oh, man.
Nobody's safe.
So, what's her name? Lori Loughlin.
Right. She's going to jail.
A.K.A. Aunt Becky decided not to take the plea deal, right, as part of that college scandal.
She's going to jail.
And yeah, and now she could face up to 20 years in prison.
But y'all had a question earlier. Y'all wanted to know why weren't the husbands being indicted?
Yes, I'm scratching my head over that.
Because I don't think they pretty much knew anything that was going on.
Really? No, I think those husbands knew. I just think they just didn't put down their checkbook when they had to put money towards cheating at the SATs. I just think there's no hard concrete evidence against the husbands.
Well, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove.
Because if it's anything like my house, okay, I feel like women do a lot of the work in the household. Like, I'm going to find the right schools for my children. I'm the one
that's a collective thing in a lot of households.
But honestly, personally, I just feel like women more take the reins on that. And we're the ones putting down the checkbook for the field trip, for the everything, for the lunches. Unfortunately, I really think we're still doing all that. So hence, now they're guilty and not the hubbies.
My house is a totally different house, though. See, it's collective with people. You know, when we're deciding on schools, we're deciding together. Well, my kids are older now.
Right.
My baby is going to be 20 June 2nd.
Your baby?
So it was different then. It was, okay, what school collectively are we going to go to? What is she going to do? Extracurricular activities. That was all discussed. Even with my kids' mothers that I weren't married to, it was always a discussion on what our children was going to do. It was never just one person handling it.
No, I agree, Sam. We have
a discussion. Especially because I had to pluck down my money because my money was more.
But still, I'm like, how about these schools? I think this. I'm the one doing the research. And it's like, oh, and then we discuss it. But
no,
I'm the one making the effort.
I found Tiffany's.
Just me personally.
I found Tiffany's high school. I found what school Jasmine was going to go to. I did all that research.
Look at you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get a gold star.
We got three random We got three random facts coming up right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show. So don't move, Chicago.